That's a mandolin that y'all listening to. I'd like to thank you for listening to it. Thank me too. I'd like to do a tune here. This is for a lot of mandolin players and actually other people that don't play the mandolin, other musicians, people who love the mandolin and wants to learn the mandolin. This is Frank Wakefield, and I'm going to do a tune for you and show you how to do it. In case you want to come hear me play or something, I've been in California quite a bit this time of year, especially around May. I'm going to be down there doing the Bluegrass Festival and some stuff and some mandolin workshops. I love to do them because turn young people and old people onto the mandolin. Don't matter how old you are, you probably play better than me when you hear my stuff in probably a month. I'll probably be writing you and trying to learn how to play, if the truth be known. I'd like to do a thing here called Catnip. I guess a lot of people have recorded. I wrote this years ago. And I'd like to get a lady here to back me up. She's been a student for a year. Her name is Karen Wilson. She started from zero, and I figured she wanted to learn this tune. She liked a tune called Catnip. I said, well, I'll teach it to you. And we decided to do it on this here internet. See what y'all think about it and send some compliments and everything, what you think about it. She's going to do the ribbon for me on this. And I was asked why I named this song the... Actually, I forget who it was asked me. David Grisman asked me. He said, why did you name that Catnip for? I said, well, raised up in East Tennessee down at the foot of the mountains. I said, I actually had an old tomcat. I had several of them. I outlived all of them. And so did I. And the reason I call it Catnip, I used to remember when I was about 8 years old, I always loved my animals and everything. And especially Thomas, we call him Thomas. He was an old tomcat. This one particular one was. And there's catnip growing around there. And when you're about 8 years old, you don't even pay no attention to what that is. If I knew what it done for you, shoot, I might would have tucked some too, and I'd been doing a flippity dip. But the old tomcat, he'd go out there and eat some of that stuff and waller in the grass and turn and do the flippity dip. And that was funny. I never did figure out what it was till I got grown. Then my parents finally told me, said, that's catnip. So I said, I think I'll write a tune, call it Catnip. So here's what it's going to sound like. I'm going to play it, and then I'll explain it to you. Hey, the chord's this now. It starts off in A, and it goes to G, back to A major, and next is G and G, A major. Now, the second part of that, it goes in A minor, then it goes to C major, A minor, C major, A minor, A minor, A minor, C, C, A minor, A minor, C, A minor. Now the next one, it goes into a straight chords now. It's in G, A, excuse me. A, 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 G, A, 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 G, A, A. Okay, that's major. Now, when we're doing these minor parts, what you do is use the minor chords on the mandolin. Now, when I play the first part that you heard there a while ago, it is actually, I'm playing sort of minor notes on the mandolin, but the instruments, they hold a straight chords like the first part. Remember, it has an A, G, A, G, and A. But the notes on the mandolin sound like they're minor. Okay, this is a mandolin. I'm going to play a little thing called Catnip. No, I backed that Sedward, didn't I? I mean Catnip. Okay, I'll do it not too fast here. And then I'll play it real slow for you so you can understand it. But I'll play it, let you hear what it sounds like so you understand what you're listening to. But remember, you're going to sound like minor chords on the mandolin, but it's going to be major chords on the background. Remember, them are all major chords on the instruments that backs you up. Now, these are minor chords on the instruments that backs you up, except when you go to C, it's a major chord. Let's do it in A minor. Okay, that's all in minor. Now, this next part, it goes into A major and then a G major and then back to A major and so on, I guess. That's all in A and G major. Now I'm going to play at about 100 miles an hour, slow it down to about 90. And Karen, won't you use some background behind me on the mandolin and back me up on this here. Then thanks again for listening to me. Hope to see you all again, all right? It's all right. Hello.